Oh yes, it is that time. Happy New Music Friday, friends, and welcome to First Stream Live for April 24th, 2020. He is, of course, Fernando Ventura. I'm Chelsea Briggs, and we're here to take you through this week's biggest new releases. And guess what? Travis Scott is on tour right now. Yes, I'm serious. I know it's quarantine, but trust me, it's like the safe kind of tour. I'll explain later.
Wait, it's really interesting how he pulled this one off. We've also got a really cool interview with Maluma about his emotional new song. And we will hear from Becky G, who's showing off her skills as a mechanic this week.
Yeah, she...
Which I'm having a little car trouble. I might call her
up. Oh my God, she can help you out for sure. She can pretty much do anything. We love Becky G. We've also got a great interview with Wiz Khalifa coming up. And we're going to talk new music from Billy Ray Cyrus, Bree Lind, and Kali Uchis.
Oh, and the Rolling Stones. We should just throw that in there.
Yeah, that might be, you know, worth a mention. They're legends. So we'll get into all of that and more in just a minute. But first, okay, if you don't play Fortnite, yeah, you may be rethinking that life choice right about now, because get this, this is pretty freaking cool. So Travis Scott is headlining an in-game concert series that kicked off Thursday and actually continues through the weekend to Saturday. The series is called Astronomical, and Epic Games set up multiple tour dates with showtimes for gamers around the world. So Travis Scott is going on tour during the pandemic, but he's doing it in the most creative way. You can actually check out the dates and times on billboard.com. But this is like so amazing. An actual music tour is happening right now in a video game world, and we are so here for it, especially since a new track was previewed during Thursday's online event. So get this, it's a collaborative single actually from Travis and Kid Cudi. The song is called The Scots.
Let's go. We see the hype outside, right from the house, took it straight from outside, straight to the couch. We put the mic outside, edit shit out. You let in the Scots outside.
Travis definitely taking over another universe on this tour. This is unreal. And I hope this catches on with a lot of other artists. Now, while we're talking about Travis Scott, let's flash back quickly to one of my favorite moments with him. This is during a Billboard interview where he revealed what he originally wanted to be when he grew up. Chelsea, do you have any guesses?
Dentist.
No, anything that you could say would be wrong.
I wanted to be a nephrologist when I grew up. A kidney doctor.
All right, next up. Less than 6 months after he passed away at just 21 years old, Juice WRLD's posthumous release, Righteous, is finally here. So on the anthemic track, we hear the rising star rhyme about addiction, glamour, and spiraling mental health. Let's take a listen.
Taking medicine to fix all of the damage. My anxiety the size of a planet. Holes in my skull.
Also this week, Juice's mom launched the Live Free 999 Fund to honor the legacy of her late son by helping and supporting struggling youth. On a related note, and as we remember the late Juice WRLD, still such a sad story. I can't believe he's gone. I want to revisit a moment I got to share with him last year where we actually talked about his album, Death Race for Love. He delivered what I think is a really important message about dealing with anxiety. Here's what he had to say.
You were telling me a little bit about, you know, just how you've struggled with anxiety over the years. Do you feel like you touch on that a little bit in this album?
Yeah, I do touch on it. I do. That's something that I feel like a lot of people neglect, which is completely and utterly wrong. And me speaking from an African-American man, I know that that stuff is neglected. And like our community, you know, you tell your mom, your dad, your auntie, whoever that, you feel like you got anxiety, you feel like you got depression, you feel like you got ADD, whatever. They don't look at you like you're crazy. But you don't got that. Get out of here. Like, are you gonna tell me I don't got something? You know, that's not how it should be, but that's how it is, and that needs to change. And hopefully I'm one of those people that could bring that change, or at least start a chain reaction for somebody else to come and do it after me.
The 1975 have done it again. Ugh, I just love them. They dropped another song from their upcoming album, Notes on a Conditional Form, which is expected out May 22nd. So it's the sixth track they've released so far, and this might be my favorite. It's massive. It's called If You're Too Shy, Let Me Know. Let's listen right now. Now, the song has quickly become a fan favorite after the band started playing this one during their shows in the UK. So while it's a new song to many of us, to the diehard 1975 fans, I mean, they've known about it for a while. Next up, this past Monday was 420. Some of you know that very well. Some of you didn't even realize it. It's the ultimate smoker's holiday, though. So it's only right that we celebrate noted weed fan Wiz Khalifa. Whoa, Kush strong,
catch a contact. That's Contact, featuring Tyga, a previously released single from the new 7-track EP, The Saga of Wiz Khalifa. The project dropped, of course, on 420, and it also includes guest appearances from Quavo and Logic, along with a remake of Dr. Dre's Still D.R.E. This version's called, appropriately, Still Wiz.
Still Wiz, of course. Plus, the EP leads off with a huge collab. I'm talking Megan Thee Stallion, Ty Dolla $ign, and Mustard on the production side. They join in for Why You Mad. Billboard's Karl Lamar actually caught up with Wiz for a video chat this week. You should check out the whole thing on Billboard.com, but here is some of that interview right now.
Saga Wiz Khalifa, man. One of my favorite tracks. You know, shout out to Dr. Dre. You and Hitmaker teamed up and Still Wiz, flip the Still D.R.E. Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game, still. Talk about that track and even just Dre, man, with 420 just passing, Chronic hitting, streaming, man. You decided to flip that track.
I was on the way to Dubai one morning and I hit up Hitmaker because he's really good at flipping, you know, classics and bringing them up to date till now. And to me, that's one of his like really, really special abilities, is to have an ear for, you know, classics from our generation and then make them now. So when I wanted to flip Still Dre, it being such a West Coast classic, I went to him and we made the song. Shout out to Derek Milano for writing the hook. They sent that back to me in like 20 minutes. It didn't take time at all. And I was able to, you know, write the verses and kind of personalize it and make it mine. You know, Dr. Dre cleared it, Jay-Z cleared it, Scott Storch cleared it, Mailman cleared it. And that's another thing when I say, as far as the process goes, that makes it more special than just an EP. You know, having all of them legends, you know what I mean, bless that song and allow me to, you know, drop it. I got to make sure that it goes super duper far. I'm still Wiz, got me in that mood. Hating when they know that I'm that dude.
I hear they hating cause they know I got the juice. Another track that I wanted to touch on, I feel like a challenge is gonna come for this song. The Why You Mad record. Mm-hmm. With you, Megan, and Ty. First off, I already know what you and Ty could do, but talk about like the friendship you have with Megan and just like her place right now in the rap game, especially for a female rapper.
Yeah, Megan's super dope, man. I have a lot of respect for her just for how she lives her life. She's a really fun girl. She about all the that she talks about. She really lit that shit. I'm expensive, my hair and nails cost a ticket. You wanna fool me, book me, you talking shit, but ain't at me. And I ain't dropping no addy, you can't know where I live. I got a whole lot of cheese and I don't need rest at the crib. She's a G, she's a really intelligent girl. And I think our relationship kicked off because, of course, I had a mutual respect for her, like rapping and her look and how she presents herself. But then when I got to know her, I got to see how really smart she is and how intelligent about music she is. She knows all types of music. We're able to do anything. I'm able to just call her and be like, pull up to the studio, or what studio are you at? Let's get some work done. Or even if it's not about work. Of course, y'all know she love to drink, so we get f***ed up.
There you go.
We get faded, so.
I mean, as far as the hang time, because I mean, we know what she could do, you know, when she's sipping. Who lasted, man, you and her? I don't know if you making it, bro.
I'm a gangster. I'm a basic gangster, but I'm a OG. That girl can drink though, bro. Hey, ready for our love.
We are listening to They Ain't Ready, which Becky G dropped a couple weekends ago. That song was originally meant as a positive message about striving for real love, but has now become an inspiration for people fighting COVID-19.
Yeah.
Now, flash forward to this week, and the Mexican-American singer is back already, joining Cuban duo Gente de Zona on the guy's new single, Muchacha. The track and video both premiered Thursday and moves away from Gente de Zona's more recent tropical sound, incorporating a Cuban clave rhythm with Becky G's raps as she transforms from a car mechanic
to a
princess.
I love it. That is right. She's a modern-day Latina Cinderella, and we are so here for it. Muchacha, muchacha. Gente de Sona and Becky G actually told us all about the track for Billboard's first stream plus on IGTV. So head to billboard.com, of course, to check out the whole thing. But here's a little of Becky talking about the video and how it connects to her childhood. This is great. She's tough.
So in the music video, I am a mechanic, and a lot of people would question, does Becky actually know anything about cars? Well, fun fact, I grew up basically on a little junkyard, and I was always in the garage playing with things, maybe even sometimes things I was supposed to be playing with, but yeah, I'm pretty familiar with it. Actually, on set, I had to school a couple people because they were giving me tools to do certain things, and I was like, hey, that doesn't really make sense.
Hey, anybody heard of these guys? The Rolling Stones? Are they?
No, never. No. Are you kidding me? You'd have to be living under a rock to not know these icons.
Well, the Stones dropped a surprise quarantine anthem this week called Living in a Ghost Town. Mm-hmm. The mid-tempo number was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, better known as the Glimmer Twins. The song finds the band grappling with an isolation that wasn't originally about the coronavirus, but hits very close to home with the ongoing pandemic.
Except for a live rendition of She's a Rainbow from 2017's Honk compilation album. The surprise track marks the Stones' first proper studio single since their 2016 cover album, Blue and Lonesome. So obviously it's been a while, but wait no longer, you guys. Here are the Rolling Stones. Wow, that's like, I feel really special saying that. Here are the Rolling Stones with Living in a Ghost Town. Zane Lowe spoke to Mick Jagger this week for Apple Music, and they discussed how the track came about.
Well, it wasn't written for now, but it was just one of those odd things. It was written about being in a place which was full of life and then now is all bereft of life, so to speak. And when I went back to what I'd written originally, although I didn't use them in the lyrics, it was all full of plague terms and things like that. I never actually used that, but it was all there. So Keith and I both had the idea that we should release it, you know, but I said, well, I've got to rewrite it because some of it is not going to work. And some of it was a little bit too dark for what I was saying. I didn't have to rewrite very much, to be honest. It's very much how I originally did it.
Don't touch my truck.
Hey, I mean, don't touch the man's truck. It's not that hard. Keep your hands to yourself, right?
I get it. I'm not going hands off.
Mind your business. The song, of course, is My Truck, which country trap singer Breland drove into town a couple months ago. The catchy track blends country and hip-hop elements and comes in the wake of last year's genre-bending hits Old Town Road from Lil Nas X and Blanco Brown's The Get Up.
Take it down now. Take it down now. Bring it up now. Bring it up now.
Breland never expected his song to climb the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, but he told us last month he's up for the challenge, and he made good on that promise this week, serving up a My Truck remix featuring Sam Hunt. Take a listen to this.
Tell them boys, come and get me. I'll be riding through the city. Woo! Young, rich, and I'm pretty. Yeah. Homie, don't get it twisted. Keep it sweet.
Get ready for all the feels with this one, Chelsea.
I love it.
Just what we need right now. I know. Maluma has delivered a soulful new track and video called ADMV, which stands for Amor de mi Vida, or Love of My Life. This sounds like a wedding song if ever there was
one. It's so cute.
The song is a beautiful acoustic ballad that highlights a very different kind of Maluma than the one we usually see.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. This video, I'm going to be completely honest, I bawled my eyes out when I watched it. he plays an introspective and hopelessly in love 80-year-old man who lives with the love of his life. And you know, we're used to seeing Maluma like surrounded by hot women in all his music videos. And now it's like he transformed into an old man. It's a really sweet video.
Aunque nada de esto pase, eres el amor de mi vida. Eres el amor de mi vida.
Billboard's Layla Kobo chatted with Maluma on Zoom this week, and he told her how the track came about. It's really cool, and why it was important to release now.
I wrote this song in January when I went to Jamaica. I took this whole amazing team of producers and composers to Jamaica. And actually, I finished my album over there. And then I remember, I think it was Sunday, something like that. And I had to fly to Vegas because I was nominated for the first time to American Grammys, right? As Best Latin Artist. So that was a big surprise for me. And actually, I had this feeling that maybe I could take the Grammy to Colombia, to my house, right? And then something happened and I couldn't fly. And I was so sad and so mad that because I didn't understand why that thing was happening to me, you know? Like, this was such a big dream for me, going to Vegas, being the ceremony for the first time nominated, you know? And I just decided to take the positive things about all this whole situation. And I took the kayak, the guitar, and I went to the middle of nowhere in the ocean. And I started thinking about my life and the priorities that I had in my life. And I realized that I was investing so much energy and so much time and so much things in my career that I was forgetting about myself, you know, about my spirit and the important things in life, like my family, like finding that love in my life, like actually thinking about myself, right? And I started writing this song. Then Vicente Barco, this composer and friend of mine, he came also, Edgar came to this, the middle of nowhere. I'm telling you, like that was just right there in the middle of the ocean.
But you're in your kayak and then you call them and then they come in their kayaks.
We're in kayaks, then Edgar was playing the guitar. I gave the guitar to him and he started doing these beautiful chords. And I started thinking about this beautiful situation of having the love of your life once in your life, right? I just wanted to release this song because I feel like in my position, I have to share this beautiful message to the world. I mean, I'm tired of being listening to the same kind of songs, the same kind of message. People talking about diamonds, people talking about party, people talking about Ferraris. And, you know, there are more important things in life. There's the love that we feel for each other. You know, I hope the song is going to be big on charts, whatever it is. But the most important thing for me in this song is sending this beautiful message to the world now that we live in all these crazy things, you know.
We are moving on now to Colombian-American artist Caliuchis, the modern-era soul singer performing in both English and Spanish. And even though she gets inspiration from the music of the 60s and the 70s, Cali isn't afraid to experiment with reggae, R&B, jazz, indie pop, Latin urban melodies. We just heard Solita, her empowering reggaeton track from December. Cali's 2018 debut studio album, Isolation, peaked at number 32 on the Billboard 200 chart. And a sophomore set is on the way.
But great news for us. We actually don't have to wait a minute longer for her new EP, To Feel Alive, which arrived today. Cali posted this about the project on Instagram. She said, "Can't give you my album yet, but I recorded some demos in my room for you." She also posted some, striking artwork, which we won't describe. I don't think I can describe it. It's a little explicit, but check it out on social media. And according to Cali, she made the EP in a couple days, which is very impressive. She recorded alone during quarantine, which a lot of artists are doing right now, so respect to them. Let's check out the title track right now. Here's Cali with To Feel Alive.
Don't believe what I read, got my own mind to think. Guess I'm a misfit, baby, they won't ever love me. I'm not the perfect pretty girl up on the magazine.
Now let's check out a little bit of a Billboard interview with Cali, where she once told us what advice she would have given her younger self as she got into music.
If I could give myself advice when I was younger, I would probably tell myself, I wouldn't say that I was gullible or naive, but I guess when you're just starting and you don't know anybody, you kind of like don't know who is the right people to put around you and stuff. Right. So I guess I would just tell myself to completely keep to myself until I felt like 100% sure about people's around me's like intentions and stuff.
Right.
The more chances you give people to like screw you over or to like waste your time, they're just gonna keep doing it because they're just gonna think that they're not gonna take you seriously enough. So I think I learned not to give people so many chances.
All right, right, moving on. We've got another big video this week. Now, this one is from the one and only Missy Elliott. I feel like I want to, like, rap her name when I say it for some reason. But she delivered a clip for Cool Off, which is featured on her 2019 EP, Iconology. The video gives us the full-blown dance party we are all craving as statues come to life to bust a move in a museum. And there's neon-dressed dancers twerking, of course. And then Missy, she's dressed up as art. She is, like, in this weeble wobble thing, and she's like weebling and wobbling to the beat. So I don't even know if weeble wobble's a word, but I'm kind of living for it right now.
Missy is always visually on point. This is as awesome as it sounds. Go check it out after we're finished here. But for now, let's have our own mini dance party while we cool off.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Way too high to get over me. Way too low to get under my skin. All the DJs gon' hit that spin. I'ma play this again and again and again. Cool off.
Missy Elliott, I should say it right, Missy Misdemeanor
yes.
Elliott.
Oh, of course, there it is. Yes.
She is an icon in her own right. But
she really
at
is.
A Billboard Women in Music event, she named the legends who inspired her to get into music.
The first I will have to say is Janet Jackson. I grew up watching Janet Jackson as a kid and always thought, you know, she had the hottest records, the hottest dance steps, and the hottest videos between her and her brother. But as far as hip hop, Salt and Pepper inspired me to become an MC. But it's so many more women, but right off the top of the head, those two.
And finally.
All right, so we were just talking about Old Town Road, and now we are moving on to the man who famously joined Lil Nas X on the number one hit remix. You know who I'm talking about. It's Miley Cyrus's dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. The duo actually celebrated their one-year anniversary of the track earlier this month. That's crazy because I feel like that song's been out for years.
Right.
And now this week, Billy Ray dropping a new song from his Mama Kush project called Ballad of Jed, an updated take on the theme song of the 70s TV hit The Beverly Hillbillies. It's so great.
California is a place you ought to be, so they loaded up a truck and I moved to Beverly Hills, that is.
And now, back to Old Town Road. Billboard's Carl Lamar caught up with Lil Nas X in January at the Grammys, and here's what he had to say about Billy Ray Cyrus.
Man, I know there got to be a fun moment you and him had together. What's been like the dopest experience just kicking it with Billy Ray outside of music?
The funnest experience I've had with Billy Ray is going to his farm, and it's just like amazing. You know, he has so many animals, the ATVs I'm riding around on, and it's so fun.
All right, that's going to do it for our show this week. Now, yes. Go and listen to new music and head to Billboard.com for our full interviews with Wiz Khalifa, Maluma, Gente de Sono with Becky G. It's all right there.
Yeah, and there's so much more in those interviews that we obviously couldn't fit in this week's show, and you're going to love it. So make sure you check them out. And also let us know on Twitter at Billboard what your favorite new song of the week is. I gotta say, I think I'm leaning towards Travis Scott, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm really into that song right now.
I'm downloading Fortnite right now. I have no idea how to play, but I'm doing it for Travis Scott.
It could be your quarantine goal to
get good
at Fortnite. That's right. We'll be back to dig into a lot more new music with you in just 1 week, so get excited for that.
That's right. I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. We'll see you next Friday right here on First Stream Live. Go, go.